Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. Kenyans voted in by-elections across 22 areas, including Mbeere North and Asipul, with the IEBC assuring integrity despite tight security. Homa Bay Town MP Peter Kaluma was attacked and his bodyguard's gun stolen in Kasipul. In Malava, parliamentary candidate Seth Penyako claimed an assassination attempt, had his vehicle torched, and was later arrested. DAPK's Eugene Wamalwa called for the disqualification of the UDA Malava candidate. Alia, Kalonzo, and Gachagua alleged a rigging plot, which UDA refuted. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics.
No significant updates in politics today.
In business?
Government support for state-owned sugar mills distorts competition, a new report finds. Conversely, Mars Wrigley is investing 4.3 billion shillings in a new sugar-free gum line at its Athiri River plant, bolstering Kenya's manufacturing sector. Meanwhile, the UK's growth forecasts are lowered from next year due to lower productivity.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the online Kenyan.com.